اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم.
Dear respected brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is Habibullah Fasihizada with the Let's Recite the Holy Quran, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools
of
Network.
Of course, me.
Yeah, yeah. And also a group of, yeah, a group of students of Sevier International School. I really welcome you all again. Thank you so much for joining us. So we have here Muhammad Hadi Naghawi and
Sayyid Muhammad
Hadi and Naghawi, yes. And we have Mahdi al Mahdi al Hussein, right? And then we have Minhal al Hussein Nasser, right?
Yeah.
And also
Sayyid Muhammad Yahya Ja'far.
Great. Sayyid Muhammad Yahya Ja'fari. And of course, me again, Habibullah Fasihizada here, okay? Welcome back, dear Muslim brothers and sisters. Thanks for being with us. There is one next lesson that we are going to learn, which is the mad. We call it mad. You might have heard about it, right?
Yeah, sure. No,
so Mahdi, what does mad mean? Do you know Arabic? What does it mean?
Yes, mad means like...
No, I mean, what is the meaning of mad in Arabic?
What? Mad means head? Means stretch.
No, not someone who is mad.
No, mad. Mad means stretch.
Oh, yeah. So mad means stretch. Have you seen like have you seen theraband?
Yeah.
Theraband. You when you stretch it, okay? When you pull, okay, from two sides, it kind of stretches, yeah? It becomes longer. So this is called mad, right Mahdi? Am I correct? So are you going to learn this or no?
Yeah.
So if you wanna learn this, so recite a salawat.
Allahumma
look like a sleepy man.
Yes.
Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, inshallah, the next lesson is about mad. It means stretching or prolonging the sound, okay? Yeah. If you take a look, you might see some kind of signs, okay? Like lines, I mean, like what? Like a line rising and falling, okay? That
cap.
Kind of, yeah. Like
cap.
What?
Cap, like cap.
Like a cap, yes. Yeah. Like a front of cap, yes? Goes up and down. This kind of line, if you see, there's in page, do we have here? Yes.
Yeah.
In page 48.
آمنوا.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا. On the top of wall, there is a sign.
Yeah.
There is a sign, there is a line, okay? We call this line mad.
Mad.
And it means that you have to prolong the sound of ooh. If it is alif, okay? If it is whatever, it's fatha, kasra, dhamma, you have to prolong the sound. We had this natural mad. Do you remember?
Yeah.
We had alif maddi, waw maddi, and yaim maddi. How much did you prolong it?
Two
counts.
So
but this one, 10 counts.
No, six.
Four.
Okay. But this man, yeah, it is different. Look, it is different. In some words,
six,
in some words,
six.
In some words, yeah, four counts. In some words, six. Okay, so usually four.
Yeah.
Understood?
Yeah.
So, if it is, if you have to prolong it like six counts, okay, it becomes the sign. The sign itself is a longer one.
Yeah.
Okay?
And it's
you might
everywhere.
See. Yeah. So now, how do you say? You only prolong the sound. Yeah. Like, for example, you say...
You shouldn't say four times. You shouldn't say three.
Yeah. So, for example, you say... like, fatha, if you produce the sound of fatha, now four times, say them, this fatha, and join them together. Now join together. This much. This much, okay? Six counts now. You might hear.
No, sir, it's not.
You might hear some of the reciters, okay? They are saying like this, okay?
I can do.
Like this,
you're
right?
One of them.
No,
yeah, you're
one. I can. Me too, I can.
Can you do it, Mahdi?
Yes, I can do.
Recite
it. You said I can recite.
وما أنزل الله من السماء من ماء فأحيا به الأرض. Like this.
I think we read my passage like this.
So look, it is a little difficult, okay, to understand six counts or four counts or three counts.
Better four.
But usually, normally, randomly, okay, four. You have to do it four counts, okay.
So the best example is alif lam.
No, there are six.
There are six counts, okay.
There are
alif
six.
Lam mim.
Okay,
great. So, alhamdulillah, now you know what is mad. So now let's go and find. Go to page
50.
50. Page 50. Surah Ali Imran.
So I found two.
Three, two.
So, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. How do you recite Muhammad Yahya? One by one, we will go, okay? One by one, Muhammad Yahya, recite.
Alif.
Sorry. A'udhu billah, bismillah.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Alif lam mim.
That's great. Why not alif? Alif.
Because you don't have mad.
It doesn't have mad. It doesn't mean you prolong it. Alif lam. Alif does not have mad, so you prolong the other sound.
Alif lam.
So, Minhal Hussein, the same thing, the same ayah? Alif lam.
Is this ayah?
Yeah, that's ayah. Yeah, first ayah.
This much.
And this is also ayah.
Okay. Are you a human being?
Yeah.
You're this much?
Yes.
Alif, lam,
mim.
Look, he's in. Alif, lam, mim.
Look at this.
Alif, you have to cut. Lam. Separate. Mim.
Alif.
Separate.
Sir, I have a
good one. Ahsan. That was. Mahdi. Alif, lam, mim. Recite.
Alif, lam, mim.
حسن, that was great.
قرآني نبض حياتي قرآني طهر ذاتي قرآني عصمة أمري قرآني طوق نجاتي قرآني نبض حياتي.
How to learn Quran easy? What is the correct way to read the Quran? What is the correct way to learn Arabic and understand the Quran? Be with Let's Recite the Quran.
Hadi?
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألف لام ميم
أحسن. Everyone after me repeat. الله لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم. Okay, one recite it, Muhammad Yahya. Listen to Muhammad Yahya. Recite it. Listen, there is a mistake. Go on. Again?
Allah.
Oh, why did you change? Your first time you said Allah, then said Allah. Why?
So because sometimes Allah we should say Allah.
Okay, how do you recite this one?
Allah la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyu al-qayyum.
Okay, why don't you recite it? Allah la.
Because sir, Allah some
sir. Because Allah is very great.
Yeah,
Allah. Because behind it is Akbar.
Okay, you.
Allah la ilaha wa illa hayyun.
What?
That was good. That was good. Allah, we were focusing on Allah.
La ilaha illa huwa al-hayyul qayyum.
So do you want to know why?
So because behind it.
Now listen up. I tell you the reason, okay? Why you say, why heavily you pronounce Allah heavily. Remember that? Remember.
Allah is big.
Whenever.
Allahu Akbar.
Yeah, Allahu Akbar. Okay? But the reason of why do we recite it heavily is that, look, whenever you start reciting the Quran and the first word is Allah, you have to pronounce it heavily. That's okay. Allah. But the rule is this. Whenever Fatha or Dhamma comes before Allah, you have to pronounce it heavily.
But here is mad. It's
not... Wait. Shh. No, look. Whenever Fatha or Dhamma comes before the word Allah, you have to pronounce it Allah heavily. Allah. But if Kasra comes before it, Allah.
What about Dhamma?
I told you. So Dhamma
what,
and
what
Fatha.
What about Mad? So here is Mad before. And on me is on no. Meme is Mad.
The ayah starts with the word Allah.
Yeah.
You say, if you say like this, look. When you join these two ayahs, it becomes like this. Alif Lam Mim Allahu La Ilah. Because that's a letter that does not have any harakat. Mim does not have a harakat. Alif Lam Mim Allahu La Ilaha Illa Huwa Al Hayyul Qayyum. Okay.
So, I have a question. There's only one. There's only lam. There's no lam.
Where?
Like there's no la. There's only lam.
Allah. The word Allah. There are two.
When you say Allah, there's no like la. Like
fatha.
No. Because because we only have lam. You pronounce the lam like le. But there's no lam. Like you don't pronounce the lam that strong in there.
There are two lam. Look. It has a tashdid, a shadda. Look.
Allah.
Allah. Mahdi, look. Allah.
No.
Two lam.
Three lams.
Two.
Three lams.
Allah.
Huh? Allah.
No.
But like
but
in Allah, two lams and one he. In one lam has tashdid.
And before it, it has something.
To say is there's no L in Arabic. Like, how are you supposed to pronounce it? There's no L.
What? Tin, though.
There's no L.
Sir,
lam.
Sir.
Yeah,
so. But you're not Arabian.
Yeah. No, because the lam, it's you're like you pronounce it softly, but we don't.
Sir, he said.
So, inshallah, we will get
it
back. Okay, let's recite a salawat, but before we do that. Let's give a thanks to Xavier International School Network and also IRB English Radio. Inshallah, we'll get back. Stay with us. Recite a salawat. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil farajahum.
Let's recite the Quran. A joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools. ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبه لن تسلم
تستقيم حياتنا إلا به. هو القرآن والفرقان، إليه تنصت الأكوان.